not only is your own family story compelling, but as we've already mentioned, you also draw on your own experience as a child psychiatrist. You delve into some of these, the impact of divorce and custody battles on children, as well as the impact of suicide. I'd like to start with the divorce and custody. You say that there's a right way and a wrong way of doing that.
Yes, so I just said I wasn't judgmental, but here I am saying it's easy when you're on the outside to give advice. But part of it is that divorce can be an enormously regressive experience, and people can do and say things to each other that sometimes can be enormously cruel. And one of the hopes that I have when I'm working with families is to help appeal to their higher sense of self, their higher sense of what's quote-unquote best for the child. And that means not using children as human torpedoes and not having it be a kind of divisive divorce where you scar the kids, but that if there's an end to the relationship, there's a quality where kids don't get pulled into the middle, because that I've seen over the years can really be unbearable for kids and can be toxic. And you see it particularly, you know, I work a lot with schools, and you can see the term used is high conflict. You can see with high conflict divorce that you either have a child who's a super achiever that's trying to kind of pull into the front and leave everyone behind, or you can see someone who, quite frankly, doesn't do work because all their psychic energy has been caught up with a war between the parents.
And is there a difference between the impact of divorce and the impact of custody battles? I mean, my sense is that the custody battle is where the kids can really be hurt.
Well, some people will say, first of all, that the divorce can happen, the mark of a divorce. There may have been a lot of conflict that kids were exposed to prior to the divorce, and that can impact them as much as the aftermath of a divorce. And then with the custody battle, you know, that's why mediation can be something that's so important, because you can figure out a way to work together where there's not a polarization or a right or a wrong or trying to prove that one of you is less than, which is where I think the damage starts to happen for kids.
And also, in terms of marriages, you describe John Gottman's research. He's a family and couples marriage therapist. He talks about the four horsemen of the apocalypse in a marriage, which are corrosive to marriages. And I've heard him speak about this: criticism, defensiveness, stonewalling, and contempt. And of all the four, contempt is the one that he says is the surest early red flag that a divorce can happen.
I you've read the book so closely. I so appreciate that. And Gottman, I find, is a brilliant researcher, because he does these. He used to take people into these cocoons where he would in their lab, he would film them and be able to look at the films and be able to diagnose these kinds of styles of conflict. And for any of us in a marriage, at least I've been married for 23 years now, and I found what he talked about so useful, because the hot button can be when you feel a contemptuous comment from your partner, where you feel that you've been dismissed or put down. And that, I thought, was a very useful idea. And also the other aspect of Gottman is how men and women react differently to conflict. And that when a woman may become, and these are in some ways stereotypes, but I still think they're useful. You know, when a woman becomes upset, she's going to more likely want to be close and to articulate how enraged she is, whereas sometimes men will become more removed and look as if they're not as impacted by the conflict. But he was able to show in his lab that there are elevated pulse and ways of being able to recognize that there's stress going on. And again, it's that effort throughout the book. I'm trying to say, let's look at these various events that happen in our lives, whether it's unfortunately suicide or divorce or affairs or working with a suicidal patient and trying to get them grounded in survival, and think in a transparent way about how things can shift.